When we were trying to name Google, we actually went through thousands of names.
The name of the company has now become its own verb in the dictionary.
Let's Google it.
You can Google it.
Work the Google on the internet machine.
Six simple letters on a plain white...
Google, these days more accurately called Alphabet Inc., has just published its latest results, and they're rather good. It reported a 17.8% rise in revenue in the final quarter of last year, apparently boosted by strong sales of advertising on mobile devices and YouTube. The company said its revenue jumped to $21.33 billion, compared to $18.10 billion last year. Here's the company's chief financial officer, Ruth Porat, delivering the remarkable results in a rather understated way. But keep listening to hear how Alphabet is doing in the UK.
Total revenue was $21.3 billion, up 18% year over year and up 14% sequentially. Holding currency constant to prior periods, our total revenue grew 24% year over year and 15% sequentially. U.S. revenue was up 24% year over year to $10.3 billion and up 18% versus Q3. U.K. revenue was up 16% year over year to $1.9 billion and up 7% sequentially. In fixed FX terms, the U.K. grew 20% year over year and 9% quarter over quarter.
Ruth Porat, the CFO. Well, Alphabet's now surpassed Apple as the most valuable company in the US, knocking the iPhone maker from the top spot that it's held for the better part of 4 years. And it's also set to become the most valuable company in the world. The new structure means that for the first time, it's possible to look at the company's finances in terms of its various businesses, apart from the highly profitable search engine. So it's now possible to see how much Google is spending on everything from driverless cars to Google Glass. In other words, it's more experimental projects. Well, Kate Bevan is a technology and social media expert, and she's with me now. Good evening.
Hi.
Kate Bevan, what have we learned from all of these figures on how much Google has been spending on R&D, on these kind of crazy out there pet projects?
We've learned that they've been spending an awful lot of money. I mean, basically, they've lost an enormous amount of money on it, although that's largely to be expected. I'm looking up the number now. They've lost something like $3 billion on what they call other bets, which is the driverless cars Project Calico, which is their project to sort of defeat death. It's supposed to be a longevity thing, but that's how it was described last year. And on, you know, it's out there, things like Project Loon, which is going to deliver internet via high altitude balloons to people, and Google Fiber, which is the one thing that we think is making a bit of money.
Given the size of their profits, they've declared how much they're spending on these out there projects. But will there be any pressure on them to rein in some of that experimentation?
One of the reasons they've done this, they've created this new structure that was announced in August last year, is to actually make Wall Street happier about their transparency. Because before that, it was just reported as Google, and there was no way of knowing how much they were spending or losing on these moonshots, as they're called. So the object of the exercise was to be a bit more transparent. That said, I mean, they've just broken out Google versus other bets, and other bets covers everything from all those sort of things like driverless cars, which might yet one day come to be a proper project, proper consumer product, to things that we just don't know if they're ever going to make it, like their smart contact lenses for diabetics. So it's a little bit more transparent than it was, but not massively so. But we can see how much they're spending.
Google is now set to be more valuable than Apple, its biggest rival. Why is that?
It's the market capitalization, and also I think the sense of what it's doing versus what Apple's doing. Apple fourth quarter results were really quite disappointing. They were largely in line with expectations, but particularly, Apple had a very flat growth in iPhone sales. I think it was up 0.5%, whereas you'd expect normally the fourth quarter, which is, of course, the Christmas quarter, to be one where people rush out and buy shiny new iPhones for people. So I think there's some concern about Apple's ability to innovate.
And by market capitalisation, you mean the share value?
The share value. That said, I mean, the market cap that's been quoted this evening is after hours trading. So, I mean, I suspect it will hold up tomorrow when the market's open.
And we heard there that the UK revenue has gone up by 16%, given the recent rows over how much tax Google is paying in the UK. Presumably, those will be scrutinised very carefully. Can anyone glean anything from that?
You can't really, because the deal that George Osborne's done is a very opaque deal with HMRC and Google, and it's based on its revenues for the past 10 years, and we really don't know how that's been worked out. I mean, you know, anybody, you could literally just pull the number out of a hat and tripled it or halved it. We just don't know. So it's hard to say how that might translate into any kind of tax for future years.
Kate Bevan, thank you very much.